welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 293. This is the show where we talk about Android apps. Hopefully we discover some apps for you guys that you've never heard of and you can install on your phones and devices and just have a jolly old time. This is a game day. We're going to be talking about games on this Monday, this fine Monday. So if you like games, hope you enjoy the show. If you don't like games, listen to the show anyway. We still talk about some cool stuff and it would just be nice. Anyway, let me introduce the co-host and we'll get into it. Starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, door?
Hey, Steve. Going pretty good. I will throw this out there for everyone in the listening audience. Hopefully in about a month and a half, Podnuts is going to go through a site redesign. And it should be better is all I'll say.
It's going to be beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's going to be beautiful. Yeah. Looking forward to that. It's held its own though for, the site's been solid for so long.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's hard to fix something that isn't broke. And technically The site's not broke, but you know, the times are a changing and I think we got to change.
I know. It's like, you can't go picking up chicks in like a 93 Mustang when this new one just came out.
Yeah.
As long as it's still a Mustang, it's okay.
Maybe. Also joining us, Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com. And what is your site doing these days, Eric?
Well, you know what? It's funny you should ask. It's about to go through a major redesign in the near future.
Yeah, in about a month and a half?
Yeah, something like that. No, I actually purchased hosting for DiniMedia.com recently. So I've got a website to build.
And what about the redirect?
I know. What am I going to do?
I don't know, man. You pumped that up.
I'm up in the air. I could still redirect it. It could just be a much nicer redirect. Maybe with some JavaScript or something.
How about some animated GIFs?
An animated transition to the redirection site or something.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. And HostGator, if you don't mind me pimping them, they had some Black Friday specials. So I took them up on it for hosting for a couple of my websites that are to be come. And then the next week they kind of, you know, threw the line out there, and then they set the hook with this other deal where I bought 12 WordPress templates, $555 worth of templates for $40.
Wow.
So now I don't have to, I was going through like thousands of templates trying to figure out which one I wanted to use. Now I got it narrowed down to 12.
Sweet.
And then they're already paid for. So that's nice.
That's great. Yeah, I saw those deals at HostGator. It's good that you took them up on that. Now be prepared to never get any customer service for the rest of your life.
I used to love
HostGator, man. I would call up, bam, 2 seconds, somebody would answer. Bam, a Podnuts listener would friggin' answer sometimes. Now, if you go on the live chat, 30 minutes. 30 minutes. It never ticks down.
I know.
It never goes down.
I was already there.
Right?
Exact same. Yeah, exactly what you're describing.
Exactly.
Is what
and then try calling and prepare to wait for another half an hour. It's just, they're expanding and that's great, but they're not putting people in customer service. I'll tell you that right now.
They're expanding too fast. And I will say that is a perfect use case for Lucy Phone. When I had to call them 20 minutes into being on hold, I just hung up and then I called back with Lucy Phone, which means I dial the number, I hit the pound sign twice, then I hang up. Then when the HostGator line picks up the rep, it says, if you are ready to speak to the customer, press 1. They press 1, my phone calls me back, I pick it up.
Wow, that's great.
So that was a good use case, I'll say that.
That is a good use case, but I'm not going to recommend them anymore. And I used to recommend them a lot, so I feel kind of screwed.
Who are you going to recommend?
Someone else.
Yeah. GoDaddy.
Not GoDaddy either. All right, let's talk about some apps. Excuse me. Dor, what kind of games you got for us today? Or hit us up with one. We'll do some back and forth.
Okay, this first one is on the game episode, but it's technically not a game, but it's game content. This, I think, is unbelievably, outstandingly, ridiculously awesome. You, me, and Sean, for the longest time, complained about going to a game in the app market, hitting the play button, and you don't get to see the game for sometimes 30, 40 seconds, sometimes a minute and a half. Think of this app as Twitch for Android games. All you do is you basically download the app. You don't have to create an account. If you want to create content, you have to create an account. But if you just want to watch content, you can just open the app, browse by popular, by game title, or by artist, and you can basically just watch games full screen. And here's a beautiful thing. You're watching a game being played on Android, which means it's going to basically always fill your screen and look correct. So I just think this is unbelievably awesome. What I'm waiting for is for the good game players to get on this, because this, I believe, is really new. I'm waiting for the really good game players to get on this and record a lot of content. So hypothetically, we can bring up a game this week. I like the sound of this game Eric brought. I think it's awesome. I can go in this app, search for that game, and I can watch somebody really good at this game and see, is this game really as good as Eric made it sound, kind of thing.
And there's the game player is streaming live, the person playing?
You can stream live. When you stream, it's also being recorded and saved up to the server. So when you launch the app, live people do get the preference. So if there's people who are live streaming, you'll see live in the bottom corner. You can click it and watch them live, or you can watch stuff that's already been recorded.
Gotcha.
I wonder how much of a hindrance it is for the game player to use this at the same time.
Well, it does give you a lot of options. I will say on a newer device, more than likely, all you got to do is just hit record and play, and you're not going to experience really any difference for a majority of the games. If you're on a super high-end game or on a year-plus to two-year-older device, you might experience an issue. That's where you can go to the settings and change the settings. But I will say this. Also, hypothetically, I'm just saying, I could have a game on. I can be playing Eric and Steve live in a game, and one of us could be broadcasting that. Hmm. That could be fun or really annoying.
I could see that being fun.
Mm-hmm. And of course, I'll say, not surprisingly, as soon as you load up the game, first thing you see is Minecraft.
Yeah. I wonder if Cartman Bra's on there yet, putting any content up.
I have no idea, but this is a Minecraft Pocket E Edition, so it's not full Minecraft. But I will say, it says Screen Recorder Pro on it. There is no paying involved. There is no limit on the length of video you can do. There is no watermarking of the video. So it's basically really quote unquote free right now.
Did you say the name of this app?
It's essentially called Shout, but it's not. It's called SHOU. TV Screen Recorder Pro. SHOU. If you just search for that, you'll find it in the market.
So they probably want you to pronounce it Shout TV.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Shout it, Tiv. Shout right. Dot TV.
Shout.
Right. But it's completely free right now. I don't know how, because there's no doubt their servers are getting hammered.
Now's the time to get it. Maybe it's going to go. You know, I mean, it's free now and won't be later.
I'll tell you what,
I bet they put ads or something on it.
I'm okay with both, to be honest, as long as the content is good.
Do you have a channel?
I did create an account. I don't believe any of my content got uploaded yet. I did do a video yesterday, but I was not at my house, sitting down at a desk. And I think it only wants to upload over Wi-Fi. So it might have uploaded since I came home, but I didn't get a chance to check yet.
Gotcha.
Makes sense. And that would provide good content. Door's got a channel on there.
Well, I believe the first two videos I recorded no audio whatsoever. So it's just pitch quiet. I got to fix that. You got to at least try to record the game sound,
Oh, is there any adding, dropping music into it or narration?
There's no editing expected to be done. I will say what I did hear on a couple of the videos, I heard the people talking, but I did also hear games. So I think it matters how you have it configured. Technically, I think you can record a video, edit the video, keep it in the same directory with the same file name, and I think it will upload that video, but I'm not positive yet.
That makes sense.
Cool, man. Yeah, I think this is, somebody jumped on this and Twitch didn't do it. You can't, like, you could watch Twitch on Android, but you can't record Twitch on Android, right?
Right. And I will say, I don't want to say I called this, but I did call this basic kind of app a couple weeks ago when I said Lollipop lets you now screen record without root. This is the first, in my mind, milestone key application to take advantage of that screen.
Oh, so you have to have, if you don't have, if you're not on the Pop, you have to root this to use it? Root
yes. Use it? Yes. But uh-huh. If you are on Lollipop or higher, you do not, or, you know, Lollipop, you do not need to root.
Gotcha. Cool, that's man. Good elite. App. Good bringer. All right, Eric, what do you got?
I got an app that Door had suggested to me as being possibly an Eric app, and he was dead on 100% correct. It's called One More Line. I got to say, this is probably in my top 10 most fun games to play to date on Android. Basically, you are a semicircle with three lines sticking out the back of you as a tail, and you just cruise up a never-ending moving screen. And you try not to run into things, but you do that by pressing on the screen, and then that sends like a tether rope out to the things that you're not trying to run into, and you start swinging around them off of the tether rope, and you got to time it correctly to swing away from the next one or swing forward. Anyway, basically, you're just trying to see how far you can go before you crash.
So you don't really steer it. The only thing that helps your steering is the tether or to tether onto something.
Yep.
Okay.
Looks they, so say, cool. They say grapple. I'm sorry. That's probably a better word.
Yeah.
I love the artistic design on it.
Yeah. Yeah. I almost think about this as almost being like a Spider-Man-esque game because you have to hook and then you wrap around something and you have to release at the right time. So when you grapple determines how far you are from the circle, and when you release determines the angle that you're going to move. So it definitely involves I don't want to say instincts. Timing is good, but I think it's one of those things you have to get into a flow in order to do good. I could not do good. I tried.
It's a narrow race path, too, and as long as you're grappled to one of the objects, you can go outside of the race path, and it's kind of odd how the whole screen moves when you grapple onto something. It's just the graphics on it are really, really neat, how they decided to do that.
Weird. It's pretty wild, man. I love the whole retro look of it and space disco soundtrack.
Yeah, the music's great. It's if anybody wants to play this game, I made it to 80.
Level 80?
80. 80 is the it's measured in distance.
Oh.
80.
Oh, it's just one level?
Yep. And you just go, gotcha. You know, try to go as far as other people.
Yeah, the impression I got is basically a endless runner genre type class.
What do they say in this? It says endless runner meets, it's like an endless racer crossed with slingshot racing.
Yeah.
That's what ABC says.
Exactly.
Very cool, man. Is it free?
It is free.
F-R-E-E.
Nice. It's called One More Line. Interesting name.
It's got like a robotic, every time you have to restart, you crash, you restart, and it's got something like, one more line. It's very catchy.
Awesome. All right, Dory, you want to bring another?
Yeah, what I have here, to be honest, Steve, as soon as I saw the name of this, honestly, Steve, I could not stop thinking of, I was hoping, wishing, and praying that when you saw this, you would be at least a little bit giddy, I'm not going to lie. It's called Overvolt Crazy Slot Cars.
Ooh, I am giddy.
Yeah. So this is slot car mechanics. The screenshots you see in the store, at least the first couple one, are nothing like the game. I'll just say that. That's
really? Oh, the screenshots, not the video. Okay. Are you there? Are you there, Dor?
He looks like he's there. I wonder if you're a mechanic in this one and you just fix other people's slot cars all the time.
Why do you say that?
Because it's called... Oh, I thought he said slot car mechanic. Crap. crazy slot cars.
I think he meant like the it has the mechanic, like the physics of a slot car.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
That's all right. I just got really freaked out by the video. I forgot that I didn't have it muted. And this video starts out with some kind of a loud bang, and I felt it jumped out of my pants right there.
I know, I did that on the last one. All right, door.
Yeah, this is basically a top-down three-quarters view, is the only view I saw in this game of a slot car track. And this is almost like Gran Turismo-esque, and you kind of go to other kids' houses and beat them in order to advance and get points and everything else.
Gran Turismo? This?
Well, Gran Turismo is... You had to keep going back. You had to keep doing better. You had to keep doing upgrades, unlocking tracks, unlocking everything. So, you know, like that. But the difference about this game is, to me, primarily, you can Mario Kart-esque buy stuff like nitros, rockets, and other weaponry you can put on your slot car, which to me kind of takes away from slot cars. But it was.
Yeah, but I guess I got to do something.
Right, but it was still a heck of a lot of fun, and it still involved the, you had to know when to let up at the right place.
Ah, good, good.
Because that, to me, was the whole kicker about slot cars, which
so
is
it's
why,
just gas and brake?
Well, no, it's just gas and let go of
and,
gas.
And let go? Okay. Yeah.
And that was weird. Like, for instance, go-karts, I always did good, because go-karts, you basically, whoever let go of the gas, lost. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's
right.
Me. I don't let go of the gas. That slot cars... I would always crash around this one corner because I didn't want to let go of the, you know, speed. But, you know, slot car is all about letting up at the right time. And I did witness that in this game.
Can you play multiplayer?
It did say there was multiplayer involved. I did not log in.
The music's cheesy. It's kind of cool looking, though. Kind of cool.
Yeah, it's a little bit cartoonish, but it was definitely smoother than I thought it was going to be.
Okay, yeah.
Very good reaction time from, you know, what I was doing on the screen to it happening on the screen kind of thing.
It's called Overvolt Crazy Slot Cars from Interactive Project.
This would be good to play with your nephew right about this time to see if he's into it before you actually go out and buy him a slot car track. If he's like all down on, oh, this is dumb. Who would ever want to play... You know, cars that you can't steer or something. They're like, ah, I'll have to get them something totally different than I was thinking. The pretest.
Yeah. I don't know how kids would react to this.
I don't know, but you remember a couple weeks ago I brought Anki Drive, which was this to me is the Walmart version of that. Because you don't have to buy the cars, you don't have to buy the mat, you just get the game.
Yeah, but I mean, Anki is like the new... Like, I think kids would be interested in Anki before they were interested in old school slot cars, right?
Wouldn't shock me, yes, because kids need more than just a speed button, you know?
True.
Right. And this,
we were so easily amused.
Yeah,
seriously.
And this is a free game, does have in-app purchases. I played it for a while. I didn't even see where in-app purchases came into play.
Did you guys get that email from Google saying we're eligible for a refund?
Yeah. I couldn't think of any time a child did any in-app purchases for me, so I ignored it.
That's amazing that they're doing that.
Yeah.
I didn't see that email.
What door? You're breaking up.
I didn't see that email.
Can you fix that crappy Linux box you're using?
Of all the people who
must be
the email.
Must be your bad connection.
No, I heard it too.
Must be your bad connection too, Mr. Comcast.
Yeah, Google emailed everybody but Door a note that basically said, hey, did you have any unauthorized in-app purchases done by a child? We may buy those back from you and make you not have to pay for those.
It's amazing that they're taking responsibility for that. I'm just wondering how many thieves are going to go, yeah, every in-app purchase I made in the last year was my kid, you know?
Yeah, my upgrade to Office Suite Pro was, that $39 one was definitely some 3-year-old.
I swear, so many people are going to jump on this and just try to get free stuff. But
they could try. I'm sure the Googs know what website they went to right before and after they installed that and what they were playing right before they installed.
Hey, good point. I didn't think about that, Eric. That's right. That's right. They know everything. All right. Cool game. I do like that one, Dor. What do you got, Eric?
I've got Stickman Base Jumper.
Ooh, sounds good.
Yeah, this one's kind of fun. It's not a really super graphical one. Basically, the background is folded up graph paper, but you have to like get a running start off the top of a building, jump, and then deploy a parachute at the correct time. And you have to reach the bottom where you're supposed to be landing within a certain amount of time, too, so you can't go just easily pulling your parachute. You got to actually, you know, flirt with death a bit and pull your parachute at the last second to make your time up.
Dude, this game looks awesome. I love the graphics on this game.
Don't you like how he turns into like a dart when he's in perfect form jumping off the side of the...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Huh.
I have to say this game was hand delivered to me from my kids.
Really?
Yes, they think this is cool, so they must be. Because I didn't find it on my own, so that probably means it's cool.
Oh man, they showed one scene where he didn't open the parachute in time and it makes a crunch sound, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he's falling.
And there's another... I accidentally tap my button, and somehow your parachute goes away, too, if you hit your button, and if you tap an extra time for whatever reason.
Very cool, man. I like this one a lot. You know what it reminds me a little bit of? That game I used to play all the time where you... It's called, like, Rope and Swing. I think it was called Rope and Swing. I was, like, addicted to that game. I probably played it more than any other game in my life, more than Bart Bonte.
What was that on? On Android?
It was on Android. I mean, I think it was called Rope and Swing. Yeah. Rope and Fly.
Rope and Fly.
It was called Rope and Fly. Cool. Now they're up to Rope and Fly 4.
Ooh.
It looks like the same kind of dude. He's a little circle-headed guy. Let me check the company of yours. Yeah, same company.
Same company.
Yeah.
These guys make a bunch of Stickman games.
Yep. Wow. Nice. Now I'm definitely going to play this. It seemed like it had Rope and Fly physics.
Gotcha. Sweet. And I will say, Stickman Anything announces to the player light graphically, but stylized kind of thing. Because everything I've seen Stickman, to be honest, like my kids love.
And it usually means killer smooth animation, which I love. Like old school 4D boxing on Electronic Arts. I don't know if you guys remember that.
I don't.
4D boxing was a computer game for Electronic Arts. It was like they were all like little blocks. Like the boxers were just polygons. And I can't remember the name of what they were. Those things are called, the little graphics. But the animation was great.
Almost like the very first renderings of a DreamWorks film. How they're all like boxy like that.
I'm not sure. Maybe. Probably, yeah. All right. I think they were called polygons. They have a name. Can't remember. Anyway, that's a cool game. I like that. Why don't we do some empty the tank on games? Start with Dor, whatever else other game you got in the tank there.
Okay, first one I'm going to bring here is called Touch Racing 2. Ooh. My youngest son loves this game, but he sucks at it.
RC cars.
Yeah, this is the same kind of world as the other racing game, but it's more RC cars because you're literally like in people's backyards and stuff. Here's the biggest difference between that and this. Okay, in this one you can do cars, you can do 4x4 cars, or you can do boats. You might even be able to do more than that. I don't know. But there was two styles of steering and gas, and one of them I found very interesting. It's basically with your two thumbs, you like take turns like leashing the car, I guess I would say. Like you're ahead of the car, you're tapping where you want the car to go, and it's like pulling the car towards where you're touching.
Weird.
That was a really just to me, a little bit of a different way you could steer. Now, the other way was you would enable a steering wheel in the bottom corner and just like turn the wheel kind of thing. Really, really, really good graphics, I will say. The impression I got about this game was it would only let you race so many times, and then it would tell you, oh, I'm sorry, you're out of gas, but you could buy some more gas, or you could just stop playing it for a little bit and you would earn gas.
Really?
So I like that model for my youngest son, so I can say, oh, you gotta stop playing, you don't have any gas.
And he'll just be like, I'll just buy gas, dad.
Yeah,
they'll give you your money back, dad, I got the email.
Yeah, well, let's just say he does not have anytime there's any purchase involved on any Android device in my house, except for my wife's house, it will prompt you for a password.
Your wife has her own house?
She sometimes wished she did.
Awesome.
But yeah, that's the first one. The next one I'm going to bring is called Amazing Ninja. Really?
Did you say the name of this one?
That was Touch Racing 2. I thought I did.
You did. You did. I'm sorry.
This one, though, my youngest son hated. And it's because it was just a little bit too complex for him. This one's called Amazing Ninja. Endless runner, side scroller, two buttons, left side of the screen, right side of the screen. Left side of the screen, jump. Right side of the screen, attack. Blue guys, you jump over. Red guys, you attack. And then you also have to jump over gourds, like, you know, holes. Mario-esque jumping over things. And he got really, like, mad at this game because he was only getting, like, his score was 2 or 3 at the most.
Oh, man.
And he was getting really, really upset at this game. But I will say, I had lots of fun watching him play.
I want to see the video. There's no video.
This is by the same guy who brought who made Stick, the stick game where you got to jump across levels like that with a stick. Remember, you move the stick up and then it falls over and then you got to
Yeah, Stick Hero, I want to say, was that one?
Yeah, Stick Hero.
Yeah, Stick Hero.
Ketchup. Developer Ketchup.
Yep. Yeah, that game made me really mad, I'll say that. Okay, what I'm going to bring next doesn't really need any description. Fight for Middle Earth by Warner Brothers. I don't expect this to be a great game because it's by Warner Brothers International Enterprises, aka this is a really officially branded game. So I expect the characters to all look phenomenal. And I expect the gameplay to be short and, you know.
Did you play it? Sounds like you didn't.
No, I didn't even bother playing it because once I saw it was by Warner Brothers, it isn't for me. But if you're Stephen Colbert or someone else who's a Tolkien nut, you're going to want to play this game. You know.
Yeah. I'm not a fan either. And it looks like this would take a lot of space on my phone.
It looks like a definite heavy one. I'm going to pull out one more here.
Eric Gallett says, boring and terrible. Sorry to interrupt you. Boring and terrible controls. Difficult to attack and enjoy the game. Can't proceed as you die too quickly.
That's exactly what Dora thought it would be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good call, Dora.
Because it's, you know, it's like the old adage. You remember Back to the Future on, what was it, Atari or NES or whatever? So it was horrible. E.T. it was horrible. They were all sucky. That's just a good way to say it. This, on the other hand, though, was its first game before it was anything else, and it drew a cult-like following. Oddworld Stranger's Wrath. Now, I believe this is actually not an original game. This is nothing more than a I don't want to say a direct port, a little bit of a reimagining of an old game.
Munch's Odyssey, wasn't it?
No, Munch's Odyssey was their first game. Stranger's Wrath, I want to say, was like their third or fourth game.
Oh, they had, okay. All right, gotcha.
Yeah.
I didn't realize they had another one of those.
All right. Yeah. So if you are at all a fan of Oddworld, and to be a fan of Oddworld basically boils down to you like different style graphics, slightly different style gameplay with a little bit of humor in the background.
I loved Munch's Odyssey on the original Xbox. It was so fun.
Really?
I still remember the lines that they would say and stuff, and it wasn't like it was overly repetitious. It's just they had great lines.
Huh. Yeah. None of the Oddworld games I ever remember having grinding, where you just had to do the same type of task over and over again to build up or to gain so much. Everything was always a little bit different. This is a little bit of a different, almost first-person shooter run-around kind of game. So I expect this to have at least a little bit of grinding involved, the same thing over and over again, but this looks really good. This is a $5.99 purchase. I will add that little nuanced thing in there, you know.
It looks friggin' amazing.
Yeah, but from I would say just I haven't played this game, but just knowing what they've done in the past, it's probably worth every penny of that $5.99.
Yeah, looks like it is. Definitely. Huh. Really cool, man. I never played Oddworld, but looks really interesting. Cool, man.
It's fun.
Good tank, Dor. Lots of games. Eric, do you have anything in your game tank?
I've got a couple little things. One of them is called Wear Orbits. Now, I was kind of looking for a game to play on my watch, and this is almost impossible. I don't understand it at all, but it's a game for the watch. So you guys can check it out. It's called Wear Orbits. Basically, it's a bunch of circles.
Oh, W-E-A-R, Wear.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. W-E-A-R, like Android Wear.
Gotcha. What are you doing it?
I can't figure it out. It's a bit, I don't know. You got to tap in it, but I didn't get it.
I can tell you the gist of this because this, I believe, is this company made basically the identical game that they made for a bigger screen for this. The gist of the game basically is you start on the outside, you tap to come to an inner ring. Your goal is to hit the middle. But there's certain things you have to avoid in the rings and then other things you have to collect in the rings. And it's not always easy to tell which to avoid, which to catch. Or you come from the inside out. It's always one or the other.
Was it, I know you didn't figure out how to play it, but as far as how you're touching on the watch, did it seem like it was intuitive, like easy to play?
I think the touching was accurate. I would die very quickly every time I tried to play it.
And they didn't give you any hints or anything to read, like how to play?
I probably ignored those if they did. I don't like that. If I got to read it, it's not my kind of game, you know what I mean?
In the screenshots, it shows it's a circle screen.
Yeah. It is a circle screen, even on my Square watch.
Okay.
I just wanted to bring that real quick in case somebody wants to play a game on the watch.
That's a first.
Now,
is there many watch games?
Yeah, that's the first one I found. I'm sure there's more out there, but that just happened to be the first one I came across. And then I was like, oh, this might be how they're going to be.
Maybe to start.
Now, speaking of games on other devices, yet still Android, brings me to my next game that I found via the new Amazon Fire Stick that arrived in the mail yesterday.
Wow.
So
is it cool?
It is. You know what? I was like, well, do I really need another way to get Netflix on a television? I got the Chromecast. I've got Roku. But they were running a special for half off. So I'm like, yeah, I do. I do need another way. It has more, has twice the memory and I think four times the processing power as a Chromecast. And with that extra stuff, it really has a nice ability to play games. The games are going to be simple. Beach Buggy Blast was one of them, though. But it does have quite a few options for games. Now, this is called Hop Away Never S'more. It's basically you're a marshmallow trying to keep yourself from being turned into a s'more. And to me, what this game is kind of learning how to Morse code. Because you either have long taps and short taps to control your marshmallow bouncing across graham crackers over fire and avoiding marshmallows, forks, and things like that. Huh. But yeah, so you either got a long tap or a short tap to go through the pattern to make it.
Interesting.
Now, I do want to talk a little bit about the Fire Stick and the gaming of it. I went to Staples. Because the game, I think it comes with a gaming controller that's like $39. And I'm like, yeah, it's a Bluetooth gaming controller, though. So I'm like, well, maybe I could use that on something else, you know. you know, Dor's always talking about his Bluetooth gaming controller. So I had a couple Staples coupons. I ended up getting it for like $20. I couldn't, you know, there's no drivers for it for like Windows games, but it works fine with my Nexus 7, even before I had the Fire Stick for gaming on there. And it works really good as a controller for the Fire Stick too, and as well as a gaming controller. It looks almost identical to an Xbox controller. Maybe not as well built, but it's very responsive Bluetooth controller.
Neat. The Fire Stick, is it more like a Roku than a Chromecast? I'm not sure how do you control it?
It is a lot like the Roku. It comes with a remote.
Okay.
You can also use another app that I was going to bring tomorrow or next show, whatever, it's got a nice app built that you can use from your phone, where then you get that Amazon TV experience where you can talk into your phone and say, hey, you know,
Gary Busey.
And then all the Gary Busey movies come up.
Is that what they say in the video or something?
Yeah, in the commercial. It's got crazy. Gary Busey in the commercial.
It's a looking crazy for himself commercial. On there.
So, yeah, it's... I would say... okay, so here's the thing, too. So I went to go Chromecast something, and the Fire Stick showed up in my box of devices to Chromecast to. I have not tried that yet to see how that works. I was really surprised to see that, though, when I hit the Chromecast button to see that show up.
Yeah,
I did not know that was going to be the case. So that
maybe
makes
it's a trick to get, like, maybe they're going to, like, blow it up or something when you choose that option.
Well, no. Google, I believe, public spec'd Chromecast as a protocol. So it should be the kind of thing anyone can take advantage of now. Because Koosh made all cast. He found a loophole to do it. 2 weeks later, it broke. He went ballistic crazy on social media. And then like 4 days later, Google just opened it up and said, we were going to do this anyway. Here's how you can do it.
Because of Koosh, you think?
Koosh might have accelerated their plan, but they said they were going to do it all along. So why he went and tried to find a backdoor way to do it, well, I don't know.
One of the first things that pops up as an installable item on the Fire Stick is Allcast too. It's right there. If it's true that it can Chromecast this as well as a Chromecast, I would see no reason to not buy the Fire Stick then.
Right.
I don't see the negative.
Save money.
Well, I got mine for $20. I'm sure.
Yeah, you can't get it for $20 anymore. Now they're $40.
Yeah, but they're going to run specials. They're going to be right there. You know, it has a remote.
How's Netflix on it?
There is no Netflix on it.
Yeah, there's Netflix on it. Sure there is.
I could have swore there was no Netflix on it.
No, there is. There is. I can guarantee there is.
What then? There was what wasn't on it? There was something not on it.
HBO Go? Plex is on it. All the sharing protocols, the servers are all already there, just sitting there. And here's you know how I'm a game hoarder from that free Amazon game of the day or app of the day?
Yeah.
Auto populated with all of the games that are that I own that I got free over all these years or whatever, and auto-populated with them in there so that I could easily download them. I don't have to go through all my apps. It's just the ones that are compatible just showed up.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I know it did give me the choice to download them or not. So they, you know, they weren't taking up all the space on.
Yeah. And I mean, don't get me wrong, Eric. If price is the only option, people are going to almost always go for the Chromecast. The functionality offered with the Fire Stick is unmatchable with the Chromecast. You cannot do stuff with it that you can do on the Fire. I like the fact that on an Android device, because you can use either the remote that's given with you or your Android device, right?
Also, iOS is coming also.
Right. So you can use a full, like you said earlier tonight, a full QWERTY quote unquote keyboard with your Android device.
Right. Yeah. Your stock keyboard will pop up on the app when you need to type something. The same keyboard you're used to using. And it's nice because I'm the only person with an Android device in the house. So everybody else can use that remote when I'm not in the room and they want to go through all this stuff.
How's the remote? Decent?
It's basically an iPod remote. It's got a circle and then a button in the middle to select. And then it's got a, like a home button below and fast forward and rewind down below too.
Huh.
It's decent. Yeah.
Very cool.
And it's Bluetooth, I believe too.
Yeah. Sweet. I compare to me, the Chromecast is the low barrier entry point. I compare this closer to a Roku than a Chromecast because this has more functionality to it. And to be honest, if you are at all an Amazon video watcher, there's no question. You have to get the Fire. And if you're never using Amazon type services, this is still really contending hard with the Roku.
Yeah, if you're a Prime member, yeah, there's like, I don't know, 20,000 movies right off the bat for free.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a Prime member and Netflix member, and I'm getting tired of I have the first gen Roku.
They're so slow, aren't they?
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you, is that how does the Fire compare to that? Fast?
Oh, yeah. It's much faster.
All right.
I've got a Roku, too, upstairs. And I'll tell you what, I got a Chromecast on the same TV. I never switch it to the Roku anymore. I'm always Chromecast or just
the only reason TV. I switched to Roku is it has optical out, and I got hooked up to my good speakers.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
The surround sound. All right. Good one, Eric. You got any more?
No, there's a couple more games I'm going to bring that came up with the Fire thing, but not tonight.
All right. Awesome, boys. That was a great show. Hope everyone enjoyed it. That's going to be it for Android App Addicts for today. See you next time.